November is the beginning of holiday feasting. The star of the table is the golden roast turkey and all the fixings. But there may be a family member or guests who want a vegan alternative to the traditional fare. Today, my guests will help you with this request. I'm Stella Fong, host of Flavors Under the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. In the first part of the show, Lisa Kremerer and Jeff Blanick will help you learn about everyday vegan eating and how to incorporate this lifestyle into holiday feasting. Then in the second half, Mike Howard, general manager from the Good Earth Market in Billings, will talk about what products he has available at his store for alternative ways of eating and for the traditional Thanksgiving meal. Before we hear from Mike, let's start with Lisa and Jeff and how eating a plant-based diet has changed their lives. So I am very interested in hearing your stories about your journey. So why did you become a vegan? How did that come about? Let's start with Lisa.
I've been a vegan for about 30 years now, so it's a long time ago for me. But I became a vegan because my sister slipped me a flyer that showed to me the suffering that went on behind the food choices that I was making, and that was the end of that. So I've had a lot of Thanksgivings without the conventional turkey, a lot of different kinds of Thanksgivings, and I've enjoyed them all thoroughly.
And Jeff, how did your journey come about?
Well, my journey started out with a wellness test at work. I had a blood test, and I found out that my cholesterol was pretty high. It was over 300. And I tried some different things with my diet. I tried cutting back on meat and dairy, and, you know, it was quite frustrating at the time. And my sister suggested a couple documentaries, and I watched them, and I was skeptical. And I didn't follow it at first, but then I decided I would give it a try, and I tried a plant-based diet. And in the first month, my cholesterol dropped 100 points.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so the results were astounding. And ever since that day, I've kind of just poured, you know, over a year, I've poured myself into research on the benefits of a plant-based diet. And I actually, you know, it's not really a diet, because diet kind of, it kind of says that it's limited.
It's a way of life.
But it's not limited. In fact, now I have more access to a rainbow of foods is what I like to eat.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up. Lisa, you've been here for 30 years, and I know that the food scene has evolved and the availability of food. How have you been able to follow this practice?
It's a great question. I always smile when new vegans say, oh, I don't know if I can do without cheese. And I'm thinking, you don't have to do without cheese anymore. There's these wonderful cheeses that are made without dairy products that weren't there. I had to do without ice cream and cheeses, and the milk was awful. And now all of these are wonderful and tasty, so that there's, as far as a taste experience, absolutely nothing is lost and much is gained, because you do explore ethnic foods in all these different ways. Instead of just having that big chunk of meat and the overcooked vegetables and maybe a splash of squished potatoes, you know, you have all these varieties of food that are so delicious.
And that's what I think is amazing. And for Thanksgiving, I mean, it's not just about the food. It's about how we care about each other and our health and our family's health. And so what kind of things are we going to teach our children, you know, as far as our food choices? Are they compassionate? Are they healthy? My boys, they love the food I make. There's lots of, like Lisa said, there's lots of options out there. I've learned recipes that are familiar for them, like mac and cheese and using cashews and nutritional yeast. So it's a whole new world out there that I found, and every day I'm learning more about how these all work in conjunction for better health.
Well, you're talking about alternatives. I'm going to go back to Lisa, and you brought up that whole cashew. There's ice cream, cheese, yogurt, all those dairy-based products. We can start with those. How do you find substitutes for that?
Well, you can go to Lucky's. It's just a regular grocery store, and they have so many delicious alternatives. So grab two or three of them and try them. And also, if you can get in touch with vegans, Jeff's a great resource. He really can help people with food. And my friend Bonnie Goodman in Livingston has a a link you can go to look up food. So these are not just at health food stores. They're readily available at regular food places.
Well, and you can do some smart shopping at a regular grocery store and just have better choices. What are some of the alternatives, Jeff, for you?
There's Good Earth Market carries a lot of products, natural groceries. Even Walmart carries a meat alternative. It's actually a huge market growing right now for alternative grain-based meats. Gardein is a company that comes out with tons of different products that if you gave it to a meat eater, they would never tell that it's plant-based.
Well, you brought up the cashews, for instance.
Right.
My understanding is you could potentially soak cashews and maybe blend them up and get that creamy texture that you might get. I'll let you.
It's so delicious. You take it, Jeff, though. You're the better cook.
Yeah, you can make fettuccine Alfredo with the cashews. With cashews, there's so many different things. You know, as far as that goes, you know, that I don't really soak them. I grind them because I'm impatient. But there's tricks that you can do, and you can make these meals that are good for you, and they're familiar too. You know, it's not a deprivated diet. It's you know, it's expanding your knowledge. It's taking an active role in your own health is what I like about it.
But do you find that your palate and your sensibility also changes? It evolves. So we can say, oh, we can substitute, you know, whipped cream and all that. My feeling in life is that you really should enjoy the authenticity of a food, and
absolutely,
you grow to love it for what it is. I mean, you can't substitute, I'm going to say meat. There really isn't, because meat has its own characteristics. So,
you need to try the vegan meats. It's simply not true anymore. Yeah. They are just, you can't tell the difference.
Well, and it's one of those. Actually, my husband and I are practicing vegans when we can. I do love food so much that when we do go out, I do appreciate whatever someone else may be serving me. So we call ourselves somewhat convegans or flexitarians.
Sure,
And it's, again, appreciating that hospitality. Mm-hmm. But
wonderful.
Absolutely.
As a simple vegan, can I just add that you don't need any alternatives, and that one of the complaints is that vegan food is expensive. And yes, it's not government subsidized like the meat and the dairy, but you can live quite healthy and happily on like beans, different types of beans, and you know, the things people have lived on forever.
Sure.
The corn and potatoes and rice, so, and wheat. So you don't need all these alternatives, and they are more expensive, as I say, because they're not government subsidized. So people like me, I just eat very simply, and for me that works. But I do recognize that for many people changing their diets, they might want these alternatives to make that transition.
Right.
Yeah. And as we talked before, you know, that I call them transitional meats, because it transitions you from a different frame of mind of the cooking that you grew up with. You know, that you may think that genetics has a lot to do with our health and cancer rates, but it's more plausible that you just picked up a diet that wasn't conducive for good health.
I mean,
that's basically what it is. It's not starting new traditions in the kitchen is an amazing way to bring a family together. My son likes to cook with me, and I don't always let him, but he likes to. He can boil the pasta or whatever.
The enthusiasm is there.
You know, transitional meats is, like Lisa said, you know, after a while, you don't so much need those.
This is one of the great joys of going vegan. Instead of just using salt and pepper, mostly salt, you actually discover things like curries. And I just love curry now. It's one of my favorites. And you learn to use really hot spices as well. So different kinds of peppers and different ethnic spices. And again, curry's my favorite. But again, Jeff's the food person. So
curries from Eastern India or
yes.
Curries from Thailand, Vietnam?
I tend to go with the Indian curries, but I actually love them all, the reds and the yellows and the whole collection of curries.
Yeah. They're all very good for you. And they've proven to be good for your heart, cardamom.
And our brains.
And and curcumin. And all those are basic. Turmeric. All these different spices are very good for you.
Yes. And one of the best studies on this is called the China Study.
Yes.
It's one of the longest studies. So there's a book called The China Study where you can read about this.
Which is what converted my husband and I.
Excellent.
Yeah, or
excellent.
At least educated us.
I love that.
So
yeah, love that.
We're now talking about eating. And Thanksgiving is one of those traditional meals where we tend to splurge and feast. What do you do with Thanksgiving when the traditional meal is roast turkey and stuffing and things that have a lot of animal product in it?
Do you go, Jeff?
Okay. Well, before I went vegan, we started this different tradition and we were going to change the ethnicity of our food every year.
For these two friends, they do not put in the exhaustive energy that many of us invest in cooking the Thanksgiving meal. However, Jeff is enjoying the process of learning how to cook in the vegan style. For Lisa and Jeff, the emphasis is more on camaraderie and conversation, at least once a month. But if you do want to accommodate a vegan guest, Jeff has some alternatives for pumpkin pie.
And like I said, you can substitute applesauce for eggs, bananas for eggs, flaxseed is a good one too. It just depends on the recipe. So you can bring all these pastries and stuff like that for like you said, you kind of splurge on Thanksgiving, which, you know, isn't bad. It's a
group of vegans that get together mm-hmm. on the fourth Sunday of every month at the Good Earth.
Right.
And do you have a theme each time? So November is Thanksgiving.
I don't. The potluck in Livingston Bonnie Goodman puts that on. It's through Vegans Rock Montana.
I see.
It's a meetup site.
I see.
So if anybody's interested in that, that's a great way to connect with us or just come down to the Good Earth Market. No, we like to keep it open. All you have to do is go on the internet and Google easy vegan recipes. That's my favorite. The Minimalist Baker is awesome. You get five ingredients and it comes out and it's amazing food.
Let's talk about...
Wait, can I answer that one too? The Thanksgiving meal?
Yes.
So I've had a lot of years to do the Thanksgiving meal, and I've done it in a lot of different ways. And I think that most vegans, when they're really young, like I was when I went vegan, you just kind of leave the turkey off and eat the rest of the meal.
Yes.
I think this is, of course, kind of an unsatisfying. But I always was very happy about it because I was doing what my conscience told me to do. So I was happy with it. But when I got a little older and I had vegan friends and was more on my own and more in charge of my own food, I love getting together with vegans that know how to cook, like Jeff. And Bonnie as well, and having these amazing vegan Thanksgivings.
Well, give me an example of what you've had. You know, what has been a meal, a menu?
For example, I think it must have been about 20 years ago now that tofurkey came out.
Yes.
But now the products are so much better. They have so much. There's the meatloaf. What's that mm-hmm. called? Or who's the one that Field Roast, is
field
it?
Roast.
Field Roast puts out some great products.
They have a celebration roast. Mm-hmm. That's really
so
good.
Those are delicious. But I also want to say that at some point in my vegan Thanksgiving career, especially when I was away from my vegan friends, I took to fasting for 3 days, three full days, from the day of the turkeys are slaughtered through the preparation and feast. So I'd start on Tuesday night and fast through Friday morning. And for me, this really felt like a way of giving thanks and being thankful. And every time I was hungry, I would say, well, what are you thankful for? And I absolutely love this tradition. And one of my best Thanksgivings was when I was studying. I was getting my doctorate in Glasgow, Scotland. And I actually made a Thanksgiving feast. It was a meatloaf that one of my vegan friends sent me the recipe for. And I was fasting, and I cooked this feast for them that was the tradition from my own country. And I didn't eat, but I shared it with them, and it was just such a heavenly experience.
So it's more that practice of being with friends and celebrating friendships and camaraderie and kinship.
And also, as I say, there's also this focus on thankfulness, that when I've just felt overfilled and gluttony, and you know, the way we've come to practice Thanksgiving feasting isn't really much about giving thanks or being thankful or pondering what we're thankful for. And as a vegan who's had to pull back from that tradition, I have really had a chance to spend time being thankful, and I absolutely love that about Thanksgiving.
Right. So sure. Give me another example. Again, what have you had, again, at the meal?
There's lots of different things.
Vegan pumpkin pie.
Vegan pumpkin pie. They said you can substitute applesauce for eggs, bananas for eggs. Flaxseed is a good one, too. It just depends on the recipe. Pumpkin puree
and
couple other spices.
And use alternatives for the milk.
Do you use for a binder in that, you know, with all the eggs in there?
It depends on the recipe. And pumpkin pie, you know, I can't say for sure, but there is tons of vegan pumpkin pie recipes out there.
What are some of the binders? One of them is banana.
Yeah, banana or applesauce wouldn't be good, but I would say flaxseed or egg replacer is another one. It's kind of like a starchish type of thing.
But you can go to Bonnie Goodman's Live and Let Livingston website, and it will absolutely tell you how to do that, as well as all sorts of other Thanksgiving feasts.
Okay. That's the whole thing, is it's not unobtainable. You know, I have more energy. It's just, it's win-win-win all the way down.
Yeah, it's food of conscience, and I think we feel better when our habits and our practices align with our hearts, and we're doing something that is good for others, the earth, and animals, and not just eating gluttonously.
What is your suggestion for someone who wants to embark on becoming a vegan? Because, again, one cannot go, I would say, cold turkey as far as becoming a vegan, because your palate has to adjust.
Right. You know, to transition into a vegan, I think support is the biggest thing. Mm. For me, the Facebook has so many groups for new and new vegan support that these people, like Lisa, has 30 years of experience. When I did it, I kind of went cold turkey. So I was on the phone. I was in the grocery store on the phone, panicking, calling my sister. What about this? What about that? So once
sister's a vegan.
Yeah. Yeah. And once you get, you know, your grocery list down, it's really easy. And then you add on to these meals, whereas before you might have had just a normal set meal. I believe in this so much, I will literally go shopping with you. I'm not kidding. I will show you what worked for me, because the most important thing for my journey is I never forget where I was and how hard it was at first, and the person I was before and after. Because, you know, I have to admit it, it's a little difficult, but support makes a huge difference.
And the other thing,
none of this works.
The other thing I would say is, especially if you're young, don't just eat potato chips. You can't be a healthy vegan any more than you can be a healthy omnivore if you're eating garbagey
Oreos
food.
Oreos are vegan.
Yes, but we cannot live on Oreos. So eat a balanced rainbow diet.
Right, right. Great.
Well, Lisa and Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your vegan journey with me.
Thank you so much, Stella, for your interest.
All right.
Supported by Zonta Club of Billings, dedicated to advancing women's education, equality, health, and wellness. Providing grants for community agencies, student scholarships, local nonprofit assistance, and awareness and education for domestic violence and human trafficking.
Welcome back to Flavors into the Big Sky, celebrating the bounty of the region. Before I go to the next guest, I want to follow up with ways to bake a vegan pumpkin pie. Beginning with the crust, butter and lard can be substituted with coconut oil or olive oil. Then the filling can be made with pumpkin puree enriched with coconut milk, silken tofu, bananas, or applesauce as the evaporated milk substitute. Then to thicken, use cornstarch or tapioca, replacing the eggs. I'll provide complete recipes, which you'll find on ypradio.org. Now, Mike Howard from the Good Earth Market will talk about what the co-op sells for vegans and for stocking up the pantry for the traditional meal. So tell me a little bit about your background. You just joined the Good Earth recently, and you bring a lot of knowledge with you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I just joined the Good Earth about a year and a half ago. It does not seem like it's been that long. Time has gone by really fast.
That's great.
But, I have a lot of experience in grocery stores. I've done it since high school. I kind of got reeled in. I wanted to buy a car when I was 16. And I went into the Kroger store down the road from my house where we were living, and got a job. And I stayed at that job for 18 years. So,
and did you get your car?
I did. I got my car.
Good. Yeah. All right, good. Yeah.
I drove it until it broke down, and then I went and bought a new one. So
okay, good.
Been in this business for a long time, but I'll tell you, I've always enjoyed it and had fun with it, but not as much fun as I've had since I've been working with the co-op.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a community bond and a feeling that you're really impacting, you know, your the people you see every day and that you work with on a level that you could never accomplish with a corporation. I spent a lot of years and I learned a lot on that side of things, but it's just not quite as rewarding. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, looking for an alternative to those mills. And I think that the Good Earth Market definitely has a lot to offer. I think when you and I had first talked about this and I was going to come down here for this interview, I thought, wow, you know, I'm going to go down and talk about vegan and you know, vegetarian eating. And I'm going to, you know, go home this holiday season and I'm going to have a big, you know, juicy turkey, you know, right out of the backyard. We actually raise our own turkeys at home. So,
oh, you do. All right. And we'll have to talk about that a little later then.
But so I was like, well, I know what people buy because I've been ordering this stuff for, you know, over 20 years mm-hmm. now. So I know what people buy, but I got thinking about this and I went to our produce manager, Matt, he's a vegan and he's been a vegan for a lot of years. And so is his wife. And we got talking about it. And I says, Matt, I might need some advice, some help for you on this. And I asked him, I says, what do you have in your house for the holidays? And he says, well, and he gave me a really good answer, probably a better one than I could have came up with. He told me everything but the turkey.
Oh,
so
all the sides and cranberry and all that.
Yeah, so there's a lot you can do. I mean, when you look at the, you know, the potatoes, for example. I mean, if you make your potatoes with, you know, non-dairy milk and use like an Earth Balance butter,
right?
You know, there's plenty of vegan options for bread, gravy. You just use, you know, vegetable stock instead of chicken stock, and you've got yourself a gravy. You know, and most all side dishes can be made by just substituting the. You know, those key ingredients like the butter.
So thinking about it and perhaps talking to someone in your market that can help out with some alternatives.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a very knowledgeable staff that is always, you know, more than willing to answer your questions and help you get exactly what you're looking for.
But also at the same time these days, there are more availability such as, you know, vegan meatloaf or vegan, they have tofurkey or mm-hmm. something that's made with something other than meat, so more plant-based type of options. So you mm-hmm. do have those available during the holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always sell, you know, plenty of the tofurkey's been a thing for a long time. And, you know, a lot of people are, you know, a little more hesitant about soy these days. Mm-hmm. So they're coming out with new options. You know, I know that Field Roast has a celebration roast that's, you know, an option to that. It's phyllo wrapped. And, you know, I've had them myself and I think they taste great. There's corn based options. There's all kinds of different ways to do it. And as far as the main dish, you could even do things like you can make a stuffing and instead of adding meat, you can add, you know, mushrooms, rice, you know, vegan sausage. You know, for Thanksgiving, it's you know, as far as the meats go, turkey's the big one, but people also do a lot of ham, sausage, you know, lamb, duck, and we bring those in too. As far as you know, other options from, you know, if somebody's not wanting to do a turkey, and during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all in general, people tend to I think they just eat a lot more.
Yes.
They have family coming into town from other areas, so they're, you know, feeding several people, so they buy a lot. So really, when it comes to holiday season, and I've been doing this for a long time, so I've learned, stock up on everything. I mean, there are, you know, specialty holiday items, you know, baking items, spices, you know, all that kind of stuff does really well, but... you also got to remember, it's a little bit of everything. Breakfast items. I mean, if your family's coming into town,
you're doing a brunch, or you're again, you know, feeding a lot of people.
It's not just for that one day. You're feeding a lot of people. So
Mike, what are some of the other wonderful items that you find that sells well during the holidays?
You know what? One thing that, you know, everybody does it, but not a lot of people think about it. It tends to be a sort of a last minute item. You learn this in the industry that I'm in when you're trying to figure out how to keep your shelves stocked. But, you know, beer and wine are very, very
We need those spirits. You have a great choice down there.
And we do. You know, I wonder how many people out there think of the Good Earth Market is the best place to get, you know, to get beer and wine. But we have a great selection. It's, you know, doing very well for us. And we started about 4 months ago, we started a happy hour.
Oh.
On all beer and wine. So Monday through Friday between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., we have 10% off all beer and wine, even the sale prices. So there's, you know, screaming deals out there. And I'll tell you, that's, you know, one thing that everybody, you know, does for the holidays. And it's a great place to stock up by, you know, 5-6 bottles of wine, case of beer.
Yeah, beginning, middle, and end, and during for holiday celebration.
And we have a fantastic selection and very knowledgeable in that area, and we can definitely help you out there too.
Besides that customer service, Mike wants to provide a relaxed shopping experience during a time that is stressful and hectic for his clientele.
I think the customers that, you know, our loyal, you know, customers that come in and have been coming in for years feel it, and I think that when people walk in for the first time, they feel it.
Well, and that's part of it. You know, the coming shopping and the holidays is that you provide not only the food that feeds the soul, but that spirit that feeds, you know, people's mental happiness. And that's all part of the whole program and the business that you should bring.
Yeah, definitely. We have, it's easy to, you know, remember people's names and what they do and who they are on this level. It is quite a bit different than what we were doing before. You're seeing the same faces, and they're not in a hurry. They're more relaxed when they're in the Good Earth Market than they are elsewhere.
Well, that's good to know. Sometimes I run in there, and I'm in a little bit of a hurry, but it's good that most people who come in are not that way, so I'm glad. So anyway, thank you for coming today and talking to me about the Good Earth Market and its offerings for the holidays.
Yeah, thank you.
I would like to leave you with a few more vegan ideas for holiday feasting. Instead of using the drippings from the holiday turkey, we can make a mushroom gravy using olive oil and flour for the roux and adding portobello mushrooms combined with a vegetable stock seasoned with soy sauce and salt and pepper to taste. Finally, to enhance the traditional mashed potatoes, you can add rutabaga, turnips, or cauliflower along with roasted garlic. And to substitute for butter and milk, you can use raw cashews that have been soaked in water and pureed, as well as alternatives of almond, soy, or coconut milk. I hope I have given you some ideas on how to accommodate your vegan family members and guests. There are ways to provide vegan alternatives without resorting to meat substitutes that can be enjoyed by everyone. Do we need to mimic the traditional Thanksgiving? There are enriching dishes that can satisfy holiday celebration. Maybe we can start new traditions. Perhaps it is more important to bring people together for camaraderie and kinship. Happy Thanksgiving to you. May we spend the holidays reflecting on the blessings in our lives. We have much to be grateful for. The producer for Flavors Under the Big Sky, Celebrating the Bounty of the Region, is Jackie Yamanaka. Our theme music is by Parker Brown. For more information about this program and links, go to our website, ypradio.org.